not the arm of the dough, it goes to the base. It goes into the earth. He carved out the Yisuf. Because it's kind of a tattoo. That's what he does. He says, both the children of Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, which printed subsequently, Chelim Yitzchak of Tess, they write the spots. And to be considered fully cooked, it has to be boiling. Like the, we quoted this from various poskim. Not enough to be asked to let us go. And therefore, since it never reaches that amount, that level of cooking, so therefore it is prohibited. Prohibited eyes, ain't a miscave, absigratio, loyfasle. Well, he says it's not really true. He says that if the water goes in, you draw in the hot water, then you can't really consider it loyfasle. It is considered ichpasle. It's not hot enough. The quotes over here, this is the next page. Page, tough diet. What I am. But they count, they measure, they say they measured it, and it turns out to be 50 degrees Celsius, which is what, 122 degrees. And therefore, they have to let us go, no problem. He said, it's not even true. Because the remotion is ought to be out there, so the cooler has to reach 160 degrees, 71 Celsius, walk by a mile. So, I don't know. Look at the wild ideas that solve the problem. One idea is, I have my own idea. One is, he says, Erev Shabbos, you blow with your mouth on the top of the tube, and all the water is going to go into the main body of the earth. I tried it, I couldn't get the water to move. I didn't need to make it to the committee of two. And another answer he has, he says that if you have this tube on the side of the earth, stuff it up completely on top. And completely stuff it on top, the water will go out. Everyone knows the laws of nature, he says, that if there's no air coming in, nothing will go out. I don't know. I couldn't stuff it up completely. I tried a little bit. It didn't work for me. I assume I didn't do a proper job of stuffing it up on top. Okay. Those are his intuitions. I had a third answer. I just did it. It works. Who can guess what it is? A low-tech agent. What are we trying to accomplish? That either one of two things. Either the water in the tube should have gone into the main body of the earth before Shabbos. He said, blow on it. I couldn't do that. Like a straw. And the second agent, he said, if I care, it should go into even on Shabbos. He said, by stuffing up the hole in the top, I couldn't do that either. I had a different agent. What was that? What? So we tried that last time, the last thing. For a cup, it's going to come down. It doesn't work all the way. So it's really had this wild idea. We'll pull up all the water, and dip it, and we'll pour it into this urine. I got some tire. I had a very simple way. I just did it. Low tech. I'm going to do it again before Shabbos. Simple as thought. It took so long to figure it out. Everybody did what? Six chapters of camp. Let's figure it out yet. No? 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 Okay, I guess you're as low tech as I am. What? You can't do that. Physically impossible. I mean, that Uriah is a good answer. You can set up the hole, then it won't fill up. But it's going to come in there. So Rosh Hakimati! I took it to the urn. Low tech. I just did it myself. Very easy. I took the hole and I tilted it over. And all the water came in. Now, of course, the urn wasn't to the very top yet. I guess before Shabbos, it was the very top. You want to tilt it, it's going to be leavened there. But if you get two guys, to be careful, it should work. I just simply tilted the earth. So I tilted the urine, so it was half full. So the water kept, you know, when you tilted it, so the water from the tube just went all the way into the main body of water. So then there could be more mangel. I can find the chumra there too if you want, but I'm not looking for chumras. But that's what I did, I tilted the urine. So the committee, the bottom of the sadrim, the most shabbos, make sure to tilt the urine, and that's out of the problem. At least partially. Then he goes, so weiter. He has a problem with tilting an urn. He says he should put the urn into a situation, in a place where it's impossible to tilt it. Cement it into place. Why? Take a look. We didn't learn this yet, but it's brought in the other poskim. Let's take a quick look in the Gemara. Open the Gemara, please. This is something which we... Mishnah. End of Siman. Well, let's take a look first in the. We'll first look in the Shema, then we'll look in the Mishnah Berurah. It's Da'nem. Aleph. Mem Aleph. The Mishnah. We never left this Mishnah. We don't know it. Mulyar Hagoru. Shos Nem Ede B'Shabbos. Antichi, Hamavisha Grufa and Shalos and Amen. What is Mulya? What is Antichi? What's on? I mean, what's the problem? Nesha the Chushta Mechamavasa, the Gemara says. What does that mean? That means it's going to break. We'll call the sun, so shout out what it means. Let's look at the Mishnah. Once we saw the Mishnah, let's take a look in the. Well, the Yerushalmi says over here, you know what the problem is? Shu'osif prokim u'misyare shamiz akel piruko u'mosif mayim. You're going to add water to prevent the urn from becoming ruined. If that's the case, you know, if you rub the urn all the way, what happens? That's exactly why almost all urns today, the spigot is not at the bottom, but where is it? You ever notice? Up a little bit. But even if you go down, there'll still be two cups of water beneath the spigot. Ah, unless you tilt it. He said you should jam it into place, it should be impossible to tilt it, otherwise you have a problem. It's also to use the urn in the first place. I'm telling you to tilt it, he's telling you to jam it, it shouldn't be able to tilt it. I mean, no serum. You tilt it before Shabbos and jam it right afterwards. But it's hard to do it physically.
What's going to be wrong if it's tilted, so you'll get all the water out?
And then what? It happened to my shul once. I'm sorry to tell you, it happened to my shul once. In my shul, they once had some kind of a simcha, and they had hot water in the urn. And apparently it went all out to the bottom. And the Koyesha waitress saw what was happening. And she knew that the urn was going to blow up. And she figured out that the blow up. So what she did was she took water from the sink. And put it in, so I shouldn't. Very smart lady. Could be with Mutz, I don't know, Shvus. Shvus, the Mukum. I said, the roof, the whole shul burned down. I don't know what the...
She was doing it.
Whatever she was doing, I know what she was doing. I'm just telling you, Maisa, that once happened, when I asked, I let her inquire, who filled up the urn and why? They were finished eating. She filled up after the meal was all over. Shouldn't burn out. That was the lesson. As a parenthetical remark, he called it the Mishnah Berurah, end of Siman Shi Yud Tes. The very end. How end is end. He says that even though the Yerushalmi gives this reason, but the Bavli gives different reasons. Maybe you should not follow it. I believe the Shemir Shabbos talks about it. Take a look. Can you find it? And a schnoofcast. Ooh. It is. Very, very. The Vishnu Shalosh is called Samavar. What's the Samavar? What's the Samavar? America. It's an urn. Shulchan Erev Shabbos also leads over to Maya B'Shabbos. Shenagor Panagatola. Can cause the Mesebah Tol Sefer Yerushalayim. Leal Reishnu Gimel. Ayin Shav Shehevi Zeh B'Shem Yerushalmi. The Kavad Shav the Buliyar Shenagor Panagatola. Shulchan Erev Shabbos Atav. And 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 Shulchan Wow. So we all make it. Everyone uses it as a term. Everyone uses it. What about this Mishnah Berurah last one of Shinu Ches? Because we figure it's on the side, it's not on the bottom. Just figure it so it's okay. You can't get ruined. Unless you tilt it. You have the top, you should jam it in. Maybe the people are that smart enough to know how to tilt so they can make it. They had old days, they didn't know. They had to never. Similar on the outside. They would just kick more and more water out. And what they knew about it, the thing was down to the bottom. Maybe. He says that, what should you do? But note of the cap. Roy Shia Mecham Kosher of Mechubim and Mechomo. Shlo Yuchol Ahakos is Amecham Lotzias as Sheiris Amayim. He's afraid otherwise he's going to make the same mistake. Oats rolls are shots. This is a bonus. I got it because of the crackpot. But right after the crackpot, kuntrus is this kuntrus, about the earth. Okay, so I realized the simple way is tilt the earth. It'd be so long to figure it out. So that's the answer to how I believe the face to more or less solve this problem. Okay. There's a letter from Benjamin Zilber about it. He writes as follows. That he was Makdir, the earth. He wrote back, why it should be us. I still think it's Mutter. I still think it's Mutter. Why? Yad so let us think we called Sarv. I don't know. I thought that he himself wrote, I guess it's Kasha last time, he himself wrote in the same called Bris Olam, for Yom Zilba, that it's not true. That it's not called Bishop Olam. So he, in the same in the Shabbos kitchen, gave me two new references about this. We had a shout out to those of you who were here at the beginning. If you have water, which is God's letters, and you now want to make it for the first time on Shabbos to reach cold syrup, or fully cooked, is that usher or mutter? So I had the opium for this. In the sake of Nei Shabbos, and the sake of Megira Sefer, they each one talk. Barich was the best. The Machlok was to be shown them and not thrown over this Nakud. I don't know. I think it's a very serious question. That's why you tilt the urn, much better. Okay, good. That's much better. Maybe crucial that it's not even Yassel Edisville originally. It's much more than just better. Okay, I think I have to. That's tax Hashmata number one. Hashmata number two is Marat Mint Shalita. Well, just before he's about to leave, yesterday, he came to me with a Lord to try to answer the Kedushi Arab. That's just as far as Sarva, it's such an important point. I realized after he left, I realized what. How deep it is. And I think it's a correct shot. I'm not sure how much he said, how much I said, but he gave me the idea. Just to give a brief review. There is Shehiya, there's Havzara, and there's Sina Mechadosh. Okay, have another list of these terms mean? Fine. There's Garb Mechadosh and a Garb Mechadosh. Right, covered and uncovered. Lithamic Viralo, Lithamic Viyamalo. Correct? So if you have a chart on both sides of basically 12 boxes. Figure that out. It's just a permutation. Three cases. Shehi, Achzor, and Sina, and each one has four boxes. Gorov and Enogorov. Rallo and Yopolo. Figure it out. So this is the following chart that emerged, in my opinion, from the Lusha, after all these smoke clears. And that is as follows. The Sina Mechadosh is always us. All four boxes are us. Why? Nirekam Avashim. Nirekam Avashim, there's no, that's it, nothing helps for Nirekam Avashim. Nirekam Avashim, that would be us. All the time. And by contrast, Shehiya is always Mutter. Oh, by Fine. What about Hamzara? Here's a big thing that they're discussing. Kedusha Ran says that if it's Garf and Kotum, it's always Mutter. Even, it's always Mutter, more than that. Even by Ela Garf and Kotum, it's Mutter if it's Mitzamek Ver Ralo. Why? Because it's not problem Shemi Chata Megachol. So the big question, as opposed to where it's Yopalo. So the big question we kept having was, wait a minute, if the Kedusha Ran himself is worried about Nira Kamavashel, then the question becomes, how can it be Matir what? How can it be Matir Mitzami Morale after the Nira Kamavashel? So we have made all kinds of suggestions. Nothing worked. So I finally realized today how to read this. So let me do a brief excerpt and start with the Maran suggestion. Page Sama to this Kedusha Ran, those who have
questions.
What did you say?
Can we repeat the question?
Okay. The question is, well, I didn't really say the question yet. The question is as follows. If the Ran, the Kedusha Ran holds two dinim, he holds from what? Nirat HaMavasho, and he also holds from Shemi Chata Degakolo. So how can he be Matir HaMzara by Mitzanik Moralo? By Mitzanik Moralo, if it's Eno Zoro Kokotu, which he is not there, what happens to the Nirat HaMavasho? What happens to Nirat HaMavasho? So the answer has to be Rabosai that he holds when it comes to Hamzara, we don't say Nirat HaMavasho. It's only Shemi Chata Degakolo. That's all it is. And that fits in with the whole theory about Smicha. Smicha Ba'Hamzara is Mutter, Smicha Ba'Hamzara is Mutter. The critical question was, how do you read a certain line? And I just realized this morning how you read it. I read it just to those who have it to page Samach. It goes as follows. The Kalshin is Vashem Mevod Yom. Hoya Mutter Levashem Lechatkila Gabekira. It should have been Mutter. Elim Shemaris Ayin. Nirat HaMavashel. Okay. So they say that this is Nirat HaMavashel, this is the Sina Mepana she's talking about. Ulaficha. Itiru Bechazara. That was the promise I just figured out this morning. The Lefichel is not going on the previous case. It took me 6 weeks to figure out if I told you the earn. So it took me a few weeks to figure this one out too. The Lefichel is not going on the previous sentence. He says, in the case of this Bashar Gojo, which should have been Mutter, this Bashar Gachapil, and even the Sina Mechorish, what's wrong with it? Our sign. And therefore, in a more lenient case, the Lefichel Hitiru Bechazara, Chazor if it's older v'yada v'dat al-hafzir, is Marat Tom in the Chiddush. If it's older v'yada v'dat al-hafzir, then there is no Yisr of Nirat HaMavasho. Older v'yada v'dat al-hafzir is itself enough to take care of the problem of Nirat HaMavasho. Yeah, the only problem you're left with by Chazor is what? It's what? Shem Yechate. If it's Gar V'Kotum, the Chiddush Yeran hold, there's no problem of Shemi Echad at all, ever. I said, why does Medicina make fun of us? What's the answer? Nirat HaMavasho. And Nirat HaMavasho, when it comes to the Medicina make fun of us, with or without a blessing. Doesn't matter. But by Hafzara, it's the older Beyodim that Lahatra that knocks out the Nirat HaMavasho. What you're left with is therefore what? The proper Shemi Echad to make a column. So the Ficha, in the case of Hafzara, where there's no Nirat HaMavasho, the Tira Bechazara is known Nirat HaMavasho. The Grufa Ketuma. What did he Grufa Ketuma for? Slang. The Kame and Shena Mavzira Ela Kadesh Tov Tistane parentheses. The Grufa Ketuma and parentheses. Sula Merzik HaMavasho Davachai Lechatchila. See, he has two things running at the same time. The Grufa Ketuma is to take care of what aspect? Come on, what aspect? Shem Yechateh. And it's the fact that it's owed to Beyonce with Dr. Lahazir. And he's only putting it back, so it's not because he still has it in his hand. That itself takes care of the Nirat HaMavasho aspect. So now it fits in beautifully. Yes?
Shehiya.
Shehiya? Wow, Shehiya. Ask yourself. No one said that. There is no problem. There is no problem. Why do you need a blessing? You don't need a blessing.
No.
Let's see again. Let's explain. Lefichach hitiru b'chazara. The group of Tuma. What kind of hands are we talking about? What kind of hands are we talking about? It's time to be up alone. Okay? Then you group of Tuma. The time really don't need. The kids, I think it works out beautifully. It was the concept of those who we had the leftover piece. Good. Let's not get to today's shiur. Sorry for these important points. I don't want to just leave them out. We are in the sugya of b'diavad, I call it. Person did something wrong, and then now what do you do about it? So let's first talk a little bit more about, not even seen all the Maamar Karmas, I hope, a little bit more about Shehiya b'diavad, and then let's get to our main topic of today, which is Chazara b'diavad. Shehiya b'diavad, the Hika Sakla Halacha is like the riff in the Rambam. Right, the simulation is given, Sipal. What did they say, the riff in the Rambam? What did they say? Said, come on, help me out. What did they say? That if it's although, what did we call it yesterday? A mini goof and a maxi goof, right? There's two ways to goof it, right? You can goof it by Shehiya less than the Mushal Kol Tzara, or more than the Mushal Kol Tzara. Both are also told the time of morality. There's a difference in the Maisa and the B'di'evet. Namely, if it wasn't the Mushal Kol Tzara, it was the B'di'evet. If it is, what did I say? If it was not the Mushal Kol Tzara, it was also the B'di'evet. If it is, then it's Mushal B'di'evet. That's the Pesach of the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Correct? All of the Rabbon of the Chananya, mind you. Okay. Come to Tur and ask the following question. The Tur says, oh, wait a second, wait. I left out a point. This is only talking about what we call what? Shogeg. We talk about what? Mazed is always us, right? Avar, Vishah, Vishiyah, Asur, Vishneya. What does Vishneya mean? Whether or not it's what? Called Tzarko or not, doesn't make a difference. Take the tour like this. Harama v'alchilek v'shachar v'ein tashal ever had a tour or ever had a tour of the tzarek. V'ein shachar v'ein tashal v'lo v'shach al tzarko v'ein v'tzamek v'yachalo. V'shalo v'shach al tzarko v'ein tzarek v'shachas. V'tzamek v'yachalo hitte. V'lo v'shachar v'shia v'ashe v'shneem. V'ein yodeh ala v'alchilek v'shneem, v'shmi v'neem, v'alchilek Bene, that's what it should be, it's right, comment in the loop too. So the Gemara might see Ryan, the Gemara forced to pay one to the other. How can the Rambam and the Rib and the Shulchan Aruch distinguish? So the Beis Yosef say that the Sabbath is fine. He had the gears of Ovar Mishacha, not Ovar Mashiach. And he explained the second Ibrahim what? A distinction between Shogeg and Mazed. Foolish. The Basha Kol Tzarko, the Tzamek V'yachalo, even though it comes to Allah Shokeyah, that's only the Lola Basha Kol Tzarko. Kol Tzarko, maybe not. And he's unresolved just for Kula. So the right. The tour never dreamt this chat in the Beis Yosef. So yes, against the Rambam from the Gemara. What Gemara? What Gemara? The first Ibai of the Gemara says, what? I'm a bash of the Shabbat, the Shogi Yoko, the Mezel Yoko, the Lo Shno. What does Lo Shno mean? Lo Shno ben Mezel the Shokaya. It's always awesome. You see the Farish that Shokak and Shia is also the same as Hara and Shia, which is amazing. There's no Chilip. So how can I make a distinction between one and the other? That's the caption of the Tour against the Rama. He says, Ein du Kusha. Why? Because the second he buys is what? It's not going to be Yopalo. Oh, the Loma Flagina ben Ava the Shabbat, and the Dapir Mishalon is Basha Kol Tzarko. Ava ben Basha Kol Tzarko, and the Shabbat Tzarek Biyafalo, and Poko Ma Flagina ben Ava, the Burial under Mitzarek Biyafalo, Ava the Shabbat Mai. Ava the Pshit Lez of Ava the Maid, it is also. It's more foolish that way. That's the basic sense. The question is, does it make any sense? I mean, what's the Lomdus behind this over here? What's the Lomdus? I saw the book behind me. Lomdus, you saw it? So what's the lumdus? Why should it be this way? Why should it be? It's kind of what's the question. Why should it be? Then what? Help me out again. What? If it's the stomach be up below, we can make a distinction between Shogeg and Mazed. If it's the stomach are out low, then we cannot make any such distinction. That's one question. And the same question against the Rambam. B'di'evet. It's basically the same question. He says that if it's atomic for Rallo, then what? Again, sorry. If it's what? This Vashel called Tzarkos, I guess it's a different way. If it's Vashel called Tzarkos, what's the B'di Evin? If it's not Vashel called Tzarkos, what's also B'di Evin? Right? By what? By Shachar. Again, what's the difference? It's both Minigu for Maxigu. The both questions are the same, the two parts of the same question. Hey, yesterday's question. What's the small goof and the big goof? Why should the small goof is what's the B'di Evin and the big goof is also B'di Evin? What's the difference? And B, with respect to the distinction between what and what? Shogay, Shachar, and Mazid. So what do you say when it comes to what? What? Cold Tzarko, maybe we have a distinction, and now we have no distinction. Clear. So Rabbi Twersky Shalita once told me the name of the Rav. Called the Rav, the following Pshat. Interesting Pshat. He thinks that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch she tossed them in two other machlokes, which we spoke about this today. One, well, what was the one we did? One is that the Rambam and the Machaber hold opening day Shia. You know what opening day? Opening day Shia. We spoke about the fact that according to the Rambam, until something is bevat mevushel kol tzarko, is yesh mishal hachavish. Pashas with the rice. As opposed to many, many other Rishonim who say once we should Malcolm Ben Busoy on Friday, you put the people that are born Shabbos. The Rashba, places in one place, Rosh. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you may have already seen it in some of the Mamma curtains. And the Machlokas Klolis, Havavashal Meshavis, the Vein of Yochel, Meshogel, Lo Yochel, the Rabbeim, right? And the Rav Yudah says, no, Havavashal Meshavis, Osim Meshogel, right? And the Machaber passes the Chumra. Just to show you, without going, I don't know how far you are in the Mamma curtains, but if you have a Shulchan Aruch open in front of you, it's faster than the Shulchan Aruch, it's easier. And Shinyat Chesif Aleph. Machaber says, passing like Rav Yudah, Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Mezid Aser Lola Olam L'Acher Mutzul Motzi Shabbos Miyad U'B'Shog Aser Bo V'Yom Gam L'Acher B'Kitzah. With respect to Shabbos itself, there's no difference in Mezid and Shabbos. You with me? Hand her over the following ingenious chap. Given these two assumptions, which are certainly true, we say as follows. The Chazal made the following statement, that they treated Ovar Mashiach, catch this now, they treated Ovar Mashiach on the Erev Shabbos as if it was cooked on Shabbos. That's the nature of the Gzeres Chazal. The love the Shavar. Ovar Mashiach, right? So he did it from when? He did it from when? From before Shabbos. So he didn't do anything on Shabbos. Was it the Shia prohibited it? So the Chazal came in and loved us, said for the Yavu, and it treated it to be cooked on Shabbos. And after you cook it on Shabbos, now what's it in? It depends. Again, when did they do this? When did they do this and say that it's as if it's cooked on Shabbos? Only one case. The only case that the Chazal could logically consider it as if it was cooked on Shabbos is if it really was cooked on Shabbos. Not by you, but the fire was by itself. The fire did it by itself. So really, it was no problem. I did it on Friday and I went to sleep. But the Chazal, the Chokhmasa, decided to treat a case in which it cooked by itself on Shabbos as if you cooked it on Shabbos. So therefore, what emerges? What emerges? That if it was cooked on Shabbos, that means when the Shabbos came in, it was not in the bush called Zarko. It was Mavushal called Tzarko before Shabbos. It's still prohibited to do Shia, but it's not to be up alone. Now Chazal is a new Shaila, a whole new Shaila. Should we make a new Knas? Not the Knas, which is the nature of Maaseh Shabbos, a brand new Knas. Should we or shouldn't we? And it's brand new Knas. Then what? It makes perfect sense to distinguish between one and what, Rabbi Osai. Shogi amazing. Now everything's worked out, Kamin Chom, it's beautiful. Shabbos. But you know this Kehilu Mais for Shabbos. A brand new Zera. This brand new Zera is a question. We possibly cool on it. In the case of what? Of Shogay. But not in the case of Zera. This is an average analogy. Make a picture of Shogay Zera. But the nature of Mais for Shabbos. The Baruch loves rough. Love the Shavar to explain this distinction of the Riff and the Rambam. The Beis Yosef said it without the love, he just said it back. The Rambam added the love.
Please.
Eish Kuf Samachbo. The Tzarek Eir, the Hefza, the Yisra, the Shoghe, in Mutta Bachila Olo. The Dilba Daf, the Shocha, the Nero, the Bishlo, the Nitzan Amacho, the Shabbos, the Yisra. So Shehiya is Lokal. Why is it Lokal? First, backwards. Shehiya is Lokhomer, because it was approved on Shabbos. Yes. Have about Zara, for how you roar a lot, you love, and then that cold cop. But then look, they never made it easy. Yeah, for God, if not, we also throw the throw of butter, ki hai gav, the shit you throw, then be metal, cold cop. So by a goy, it's going to be butter. You talk about shit you throw about the also, it's your action to come to our point. He knows they don't have that cold cop. Now, I asked yesterday, okay, you with me so far? I asked yesterday, well, where is the cutoff? Let's take a look at that shit, the Chazanish. He talked for the sheriff. Ever have in front of you? You all have? I didn't see anyone else talk about this. I didn't see it. Pretty lengthy discussion over here. Where's the first place where he calls Tagal Sashim? Let's take a look over here in Sif Kotakov Vov. This guy said you talked about at the very beginning. You have zero and you live in Shabbat in the Shoha. What's the Loma? Akwaita Mikilina Bishoha Bishoh Bubusho Kol Tsoka Matana Biyavolo Shol Mepsha Hai Shvacha Vest with the Evet Umach Marina Behazazir Bishogeg Lesser Mitzamek Biyavolo. Which means, although the Hagos Ashri thought it should be butter, but he didn't resolve it. So we are Machmir. Vachilik Ben Shol Ehazazir Bishon De Behazazir Osa Maisa Bishabit. Uvisholo also nice to the shop. So Hefti was worse. Right to meet Mr. Bruge. If Cain I didn't know saying. The Behefti Goyal is Shabbos of Torah Yisrael. Choshet kolo also nice to the Shabbos. The Dino Keshia v'yeshat the Messiah. What an amazing verse. So since the reason why I'm sorry is Mohammed and Shia is why. Also nice to the Mr. Bruge quote. If the Goy did it, so then the Yid, he can't say about the Yid that it's also nice. He didn't do any nice. Okay? That's what he explains. Now we'll turn our... Okay? You got a trick? I think there's a push-up shot. Now the last paragraph of the first column. Oh, we'll come to that. The Avuz or Bashabas also, the last paragraph. Everyone has... There's plenty of copies. Everyone has another copy. Who does not have a copy? We don't. So we'll go somewhere else. The Avuz of Shabbos also Yesh La'ayin He dafka the Mitzamek V'yokolo Oh, I feel the Mitzamek V'ralo Look what he wants to do He wants to even ask the Mitzamek V'ralo Because he's suggesting Whose job was this yesterday? This was Yosef's job, correct? But even Mitzamek V'ralo That's what said Kagos Oshri Kakira His Shaila In an ethical context Mitzamek V'ralo He's suggesting Yosef Shad Yosef Ah, for God To the Shokha Kedem Me'er Shabbos Mutzam Mitzamek V'yokolo Umnasamek Varalo Mutter Afila Shava Mazid. The Kabakov Behaz of the Shabbat Yeshlom, Afila Mustamek Varalo Usur. Why? Why? I know I'm not. No. Came into his Bashal Asha by the Hakhtaraso. Biloya, hi, had it been raw. Hoya Miss Bashal Asha of Algabe Kira, Arehu Kuklal, Knas Machamim. Vizunire Kavona Sagos Ashurech Perikira. Chakotsu. Bitzarach Ion im Hefzer v'yisa b'shoge im mutzalech b'achilev lo the Dilma kapalem top of the second column daf k'shocha k'dero b'shlo k'shidit k'ramach b'shabbat v'yisa ava b'achzarach by a royal achila b'nonena kol kach lo what does it mean? He's not sure you're at the brack the drop stood it have a little forish the Hefzer v'tanik v'rala I should have said the Yosef is right this is all maybe the centuries is right Vesha the Gagatana Biyaflo Mustafa. different time. Ve'yafalolo imshet lehi he osa b'shoge. Uladasa rifa rabba makina l'kula v'borolei madina v'hechze b'shabes. Oh! That is that how the Rambam said. The Rambam is in bracket of Shabbos. They told him, Mitzamek ve'yafalo. Mitzamek ve'yafalo. He writes in the next line, because the world, the apple gav in Nochri Oslo Sorok Yisroel. But the Kiyah gav in the Shein Yisroel, then in the middle of Kolka, Kolka of Yisroel, Atmo Oslo Yisroel, Hesh the Katsura of Oslo. He might have been Mitzamek ve'yafalo, the center of Shabbos. Sorok here, my psikol ela hadir behechzir Nochri Lutzorok Yisroel, hadir no smutter. Oh, he might have been Mitzamek ve'ralo nicho. Then okay, just like Shehiya, okay, for Meiser. He likes Yosef's job, and he rejects the pshat of the Rambam, basically. So he writes in the next paragraph, Uladina, cause of the Rambam, and has to Tamek Baralo Mutter. Whoa. Umash Mafil has to be made. Bechina de Nose and came into Mishon, Nami Asfina de Ebed, and we call Tan Baralo Mutter. Shun Shalom in a Yisirk, and the Tanya Lamu Tessam and Aleph. Well, that's not the reason. The reason is Mutter because Mutter Lachat Hila. What's the sec? Even the point that all Sheetness, it was a Sheetness which asks us, what? Sheel, I'm a Tamek Baralo, a mayor, a beautiful look at the Brotim, and still put them in the air. Fine. And lo the Kaddish, the last of the Ezra came and then he threw Elam and Rabbanah Bishop Knossah. And the half of Koshal and Ebba Bigamara. Umashma the Eid, Sorek, Lahamton. Fine. The Eid, Sorek, Lahamton, Ashi, Sane. Afa, Gav, the Nen, and Mashlo, the Sane. Tabi, Hano, from Wab, the Heat. Still okay. But this is Tanik Varela. It will be Tanik, the Buffalo, Osir. The Rabbanah said it's going to be Osir. Right? Mitzamek v'yafalo asr. Mitzamek v'ralo mutter. So the way the Chazanish is learning Pshat, the Rambam was making in that God's Oshri Shailah. Am I correct? Yosef, am I correct? If you're right, the Rambam was a making. But he's not making a Mitzamek v'ralo, even though he could have answered it. Correct? Correct. The Lashon the Rambam, the theory of Yisrael, didn't come from Mishah, Mashma, I feel the Bishogeg Osir, Bechemi Behedja B'Mordechai. Right? That's Ramos Mashma. Achazara Bishogeg is Osir. That's going to be the worst news imaginable in your people's homes. You go to someone's house, not the Bishogeg, and they point to the Chazanish, Ramos asked it. He asked it. Right? So it sounds like. Wow. Mashma feel the Bishogeg Osir. The Kenny Behedja, the Mordechai is true. The real Adasa Rafa, the Shah, the Shoga, the Tasha, the Pasha, the Tok, the Shah, I feel the Tabi Biopolo, and on a Moko, that's where some Mutta, the Russia called Tok, the Tabi Biopolo, as a Muzo. Why not? Because Nani has granted the what? The what? That. The what? Shah, Hamzor, the Shoga is like what? It's like Shahia, be, what, be. Mates. She even made it also was a Tanakh of the Rambam. What can we do? We should have been mastering, but what can we do? The Rambam asked is based upon whom? Based upon the Mordechai. Very strange. All of a sudden, the father of the Mordechai, Favor for the Shita, against the Machaber, against the Radarim, Rambam, all the people are just like this. Very strange. But not forget, the Mordechai is the most defeated extremist in history. He asked everything. So why should you follow the Mordechai?
He's only one who speaks certainly.
What?
He's only one who speaks with certainty.
Yeah, always the extremist speak with certainty. The Torah character. I mean, we since when we follow the Mordechai against everybody else. Complete to. Now I want to tell you my radical statement. I haven't told you yet. I think that Michael's right. Remember the website of the real Chassidim stand up? He has three borders, right? The Rambam's border seems to be the Rosh Hashanah. Yosef and the Chazon Ish say it should be what? Tzadik v'Rava. And I think, my reading of the Chazon is the other three. Macha ben Yosef. What's it based upon? It's based upon two assumptions. Who wrote that Gosh? Who wrote it? Does it Maria? Who's Maria? Oren or Rav? Yechiel, I think it stands for. Maria, where are Yechiel? For the Baalei HaTosfos. That Gosh was written by one of the Baalei HaTosfos. The Baalei HaTosfos, by and large, holds two different. Same as we said before. The rough chat. He said it's about how to take the two assumptions. My say those are two assumptions. The Bible doesn't generally speak also. One is, they pass it. Now when something is cooked, come out of soy, ain't bishal after bishal, opening day. And number two, they pass the kananya. You've seen time and time again. On that basis, may I give you my reading? This is what Michael meant. I don't know if you thought through all the ramifications, what he just said yesterday. But let's read it together, your chat. I think if it's better in the lush, that's my personal opinion. Let's read it inside together. Let's read it inside together, come on. Let's look inside. He says, the Torah Ian and after the abuse of the Shogun, give me put to the Achila, oh Lord. The Zilba Daphne, Shogun, Kibero, Bishlo. Papa Kananya. Hey, wait a minute. Pasek Hananya, so when is Shachar going to be also? How much was the cook when you put it on before Shabbos? Tell me, how much? Less than half a regular soy, ask me. He called Hananya. Ubishna, she didn't get on Mako the Shabbos the Yisra, because before it was inedible. Alabah Zara, for a royal Achila, what is royal Achila? Rum is Bedoba, the best you saw, the Jesse James should have eaten it, that's all. Veno Nere Koka, what do you mean Nere Koka? He's Nere Gavaldik. Went from half cooked to full cooked, but it's not called ka. It was edible bedoka. So when it comes to bidding the average, you have a rule. Remember, maybe I'll discuss the post to have. If you're sitting in a room and it's a light on, you can't read by the light. But if you could have read bedoka, got a little tiny nightlight. People don't know the fluorescent light, it's fuller. When it comes to bidding the average, we measure by bedoka. That's my shot. By royal achila of bedoka. Maybe not a called ka. No. Apa gavna nochi also the Torah b'tzor mutter ki ay gavna shina yisrael nene yimenu kol ka. Okay. Komako shina yisrael ba'at no osu yisr ef shin de kutsul rabbonim. He's not sure. What's the king talking about? Come in a case of beyond ma'achol ben yisoy. He doesn't also talk about the Rambam's nuance. What the Chananya's nuance make no sense. So should come out, if I'm right, but according to that God's notion, what emerges are going to? What should emerge? What should come out? That what? Come on, help me out. What should come out? What should come out? That the shire that he has to unresolve, what kind of a case? What kind of a case? It's not the stomach virallo. Not even the stomach viopolo. Pasha did Macha Ben Yosoy. The stomach viopolo, I don't even know. I'm not even sure. I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing. Maybe not. Don't know. It should come out. Arguable anyway. If it's the stomach viopolo, one might argue, then the Avada is supposed to be the possible. And if a goy did it, right? Then as soon as the Malcolm Ben Yosoy is put up in the air. I wonder, I'm using the Vita Bavasha. Whenever the Machloik is, it's from a few times. Whenever the Machloik is, never Christian for the air, we'll make it. This is my shot. It's against everybody. No, the Chazanish is against both Chazanish possibilities. So why in the world is there a more Machmer? He picked up on there this Mordechai. Why did he pick the Mordechai? The one of the extremists. He asked everything. You know, what can I tell you? I don't know why. That's what he said. He asked even Shahir every single case. Since we reject him by Shahir, that's what I'm trying to point out. If the Mechav, if the Ramah was Shabodachai fans, he should have come and said, Shahir is usher all the time. Whenever you Shahir calls him, we usher for the yet. I mean, you could say, really, no, I didn't bother saying it. Because if you pass like Hananya, it's obvious. He should have only said it according to the Mechav. And the Mechav said that the cutoff point is the son of Barabo. And it's making for the evidence of the Moshe called Tako. The Rabbi should have got up and said, but according to Ma'amai Mordechai, it's also for the evidence, even by the Moshe called Tako, the son of Yopolo. So when we pass the Mahalokha on both sides, according to Hananya, it's not Nogaya. If it's Ma'akov and Jusoy, it had to go. Unless the Ma'akov and Jusoy, everyone has to be the end. That's the one case. Okay? The kids are, but he should have at least made a Ha'ara for the first day of the Mechav, if it should have been Mordechai fair. So I don't know why he's done this on the Baal and Mordechai against everybody. Against the Mechav and the Rambam and the Riff and against the Ghost Ushers, where I read it. Now, you'll say that Hafzara is more cover, because why? Also mice, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Where do you get it from? To the Gemara? Nah! The Gemara told me they got to eat the Bishul. The Gemara told me Bishul is also mice. Not Hafzara. You saw the Gemara, but that's not true. It's not a correct precedent. The Mishnah Berurah quoted his Mach Mach because of covered mice. That's why passing like that goes Mordechai by Hafzara, and that's how I understand. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah for a minute, please. Sifkot Lamed Hey, if I have it right. Wow, bear with me. Sifkot Lamed Hey. The Mev Zero, Yisrael, Zinok, Ava Vishah, Vishiha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Vishavis, Afila b'shogeg, right? Afila b'shogeg, dino of a Mashiach, amazing. Be also, so if someone you know is ma'asim b'shavas b'shogeg, it's completely prohibited. The usher in mistamek v'yafalo, even though it's a bush was called tzarko. V'atam the ma'amarina b'chazara t'peri b'shiach, b'shudaka oves ma'aseh. But the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is driving at is why is there a more machmir by a zero Yisrael that it passed to even Mitzvah B'Yofalo, but when it came to Shahir, he didn't wasn't following the Agos Mordechai, who asked it anyway. Agos Mordechai asked in both cases. There is this other Mitzvah's work, but the Gemara told me about Mishnah. Am I correct or am I incorrect?
I still see that the Gemara uses that by Mishnah. We see the concept of other Mitzvah's.
True, but that's talking about Issa D'oraisa. It's hard to assume it. On the contrary, you know, in the Chazon Ish, he wants to make the following radical suggestion, unbelievable suggestion. Take a look over here in the first paragraph. Halfway down. The line ends Avol and the next one begins in. Avol Im, see the place? Avol im hefne b'shogeg, yesh nistapeg im osa diyev. Not sure. Cherei b'shochach b'shiha, kodim zera haya mutter. I know, but now they have to be zera. So she be a kalvachomer. Diyev shal nesla b'hefne b'shim haik zera, she goes to b'shochach b'shiha, the kalvachomer, right? Woof! She'ein la b'zera z'chachomim, ela mashe goes to roleo. V'im rabu mashin. Why did they make a stamp alone shnog? You see, why? The people, you can't find the place. What? I told you where it is. The line ends with the word Avol and begins with the word Im, the first column, the first paragraph. There aren't so many lines like that. Halfway down. Okay. Still can't find it? Yeah. Next, I'm up to where the line which begins V'im. V'im Rabu Mashim. Why do we ask the shnog? Why? People do it, they were trying to fake out the Chachamim. Lo Batsina B'Gavara, Shri Rabu Mashim. About Zara Lo Shechidol Kulehag, V'gam Chazar B'Shabbat Chamir Lo, vein, let him sell him Hashem Rabbi Gemara. The Chazanish suggests there's no answer at all to the Aramatha. It's not found anywhere in Shas. He kept saying it's not found in Shas. So if it's not found in Shas, should be head to Gomer. Absolutely, well, it's not the opposite of the law of Christ. He equated everything together. He said everything is us. Shehi, Abzor, Asmana, not the opposite. Okay, and it's not found in Shas at all. Shehi, Abzor, Asmana. He's not saying Abzor is worse. Chazanish suggests that Abzor is better. Now, it's true that Gosh Oshri suggests that Abzor is worse. That's true. The opposite of the Chazanish. Abzor is worse. Right? The whole Gosh Oshri says Abzor is worse. But I want to learn Pshat, not Gosh Oshri. My Pshat, not Gosh Oshri, was what? The way the cutoff point was Machel Ben Yisroi. Machel Ben Yisroi, she has happened before Machel Ben Yisroi. There's a lot of unknown. But what is more Machel Ben Yisroi? Then there's no unknown. Should be Muzer. That is from the Chazanish suggested to be that it's Muzer by Achzor over the end. I have my reading of the Achzor Tashri that it was super. It was super for him. There wasn't Machel Ben Yisroi. Maybe it's Muzer even by the end. That is Sven Segel the Kula. Probably no one passed like either of these people. Chazanish only said it in Sura, and at the end he sort of, he didn't really say he comes at the end and answers everything. And then answers everything. I mean, holds basically like the, yeah, he holds like the Rambola Maisa. Okay, fine. But at the beginning he had his brother Lahakal Bayahdor completely, and at the end he rejects it. And then I have my story, the Rachel Ben Yisroi, that was on the one side of the Hagos HaShem Yimutah. Hi, the Mordechai, what are you passing the Mordechai for? He has everything. It's famous. Oh. Now, Rabbos, I have the following problem, which I can't solve. The Vilna Gaon explains to Tzotkov, hey, why it is that the makeup of the Yemen through a guy in the top zero. He writes, for mazen of a guy is like a shoving of a Yisroel. And he brings a raya from the night of Shabbos, so I'm not going to go into the raya right now. Pile Shloim Mamish. If a mazen of a guy is like a shoving of a Yisroel, and when it comes to a shoving of a Yisroel, there are more asses. Hakzara of a shoving of a Yisroel. So how can the plea? Ramah has to be a throw of a shogay. And the Ramah is matir, hefzir, a goy, amazed. So how can the God explain the Ramah by saying that amazed of a goy is like a shogay of Yisrael, different from Muslim? The shogay of Yisrael is awesome. The words don't make any sense. Who is this? I told this guy, who else? But y'all ask the question. With the Kushet Ha'ola, with the brand of Johannesburg, Machaber, printed by the son of Rebecca Vegas. I just feel like there, I have a small version of beautiful print. Beautiful. Even though the print is beautiful, the cap is great. So the oil get one thing in the terrace. That maybe he means showing of it, made it of a Israel, made it of a guy by Azara, is like showing of a Israel by Shahir. Apples and oranges. That's not, I mean, it makes sense, it fits in, but it makes sense, it's so hard to explain and comparison. Because his dogma that he gives, his precedent, is Maisa Shabbat. Then you compare apples and apples, right? Apples and apples that you have. But it's, forget the whole idea of Maisa not growing is like showing you strong. He's giving a different story. See that, no? See that growing name of mice, if you say. What does it do with showing? It's a different growing. Go ahead, never mind. Say so. Just like Shahir. I don't know what I'm going to do after.